Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Let's get right in this fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, we're driving
so angry.
We're so fucking angry
we're so driving. So angry while we're driving.
Vroom.
Behind the wheel, it isn't safe to be this mad.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
My name is David Bell.
I am Tom Ryman.
And we just watched Drive Angry.
Driving Angry. Let my emotions take over when it's not safe for other people on the road.
He broke out of hell to make things right.
He was a good father. And God mixed up with the wrong crowd.
Now, he's got one last shot at redemption.
That cult killed my daughter and took her baby. I am going to get her back.
Thought you were dead.
You hoped I was dead.
Oh, no.
So mad.
So mad. So angry.
Driving hangry.
This is, it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So this is brought to you by one of our patrons, Joshua Graves.
Oh, Joshua, back from the graves.
Yeah, thank you, Joshua.
Appropes.
Joshua gave us a list of movies to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to say. This one just, popped out at us. I had never seen this movie.
Really?
Yeah. It was one of those movies I'm like, I think I've seen this. And I watch it like, nope. It's a Nicolas Cage action film?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's a Nicolas Cage anime, basically.
I had no idea what this was going to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, this must have been a huge treat for you. A real treat.
Yeah.
A real delightful surprise.
Yeah. That. Mm-hmm. It was that. How do you like Drive Angry?
I sort of love Drive Angry.
Yeah. I do too.
I'd seen it once before around the time. I think this was one of the first movies I rented from Redbox.
Nice.
Yeah. This is 2011. It was released in 3D. It's Nicolas Cage back from hell. He broke out of hell to avenge the murder of his daughter and rescue her kidnapped baby.
They don't tell you that information up front.
No, they don't. It's very Pale Rider.
Yeah.
Or High Plains Drifter.
I had a real... I had a lot of questions at first. Mm-hmm. In those first bits.
Yeah.
The 3D part makes sense. I tweeted this. It has the same villain death as Jaws 3D.
As Jaws 3D, yes.
Yeah, and that was the first indication to me. I was like, oh, I wonder if this was 3D at some point. This director has done a lot of 3D films, like a bunch of like cheesy ones, like a Shark Knight 3D type of cheesy.
Oh, for sure.
And also Dracula 2000, I believe this is the director of. So that all checks out.
The movie that made Linkin Park famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It put him on the map.
Also this was written, by Todd Farmer.
Oh, wait, I know that name.
You sure do. He also stars as Amber Heard's shitty fiance, Frank.
Really?
And
Stone Cold?
Stone Cold. I know who he is. He wrote and starred in another movie we've seen.
Fuck. Ah, God, I'm going to have to look this up. Just tell me.
Jason X.
There it is. I knew that name.
Yep.
Ah. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. It's all coming together.
Yeah.
This movie opens with a... what we later learn is a hell prison breakout through a car.
Yeah.
So Nicolas Cage escaped hell.
Yes.
And all he had to do was get in a car and drive away.
All he had to do was get in a car and drive angry.
Angry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah, that was... I didn't know you could escape the hell that easily, but...
Yeah, just pure Cage rage. They'll just let you out.
It opens with that, and then they don't explain it for a very long time. And I was like, I knew it had to be supernatural. I mean, the moment I saw his hair, I was like, oh.
Right, yeah, that's some sort of warlock spell.
Yeah, like,
that doesn't
magic.
Happen naturally. That is metaphysical right there.
But this is maybe one of the worst titled movies in terms of what... And worst, like, advertised, like, poster, in terms of what the movie is actually about.
What it actually is, yeah.
Yeah, because they tried to make it like look like Gone in 60 Seconds.
And it's not that.
It's really not that.
It's like a mix between, like I said, like High Plains Drifter, The Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, only it's also very anime. Like, it's mm-hmm. like a live action anime.
I mean, yeah. He has a gunfight fight while inside of a lady,
mm-hmm.
while smoking a cigar.
Yes.
While drinking whiskey.
Yes.
And that was, I mean, I had figured it out before that moment, but I was like, okay, this is how far the movie is going to go. Every woman, like, apparently if you come back from hell, every woman's into you.
Yeah.
The waitress,
mm-hmm.
the fucking in that nightmare diner where
yep.
the cook's spitting on the ground and the waitress is just begging for it. And then she's like, I forget what she says to him, but she basically says she's open for business,
yeah.
and he asks for a black coffee with sugar, and then she brings the coffee, and he grabs her and kisses her on the mouth, really, mm-hmm. really intense.
Yeah.
Then, while still holding her, like he's going to beat her up, takes a sip of the coffee and goes, I told you I wanted sugar. And then pours sugar. This is the worst part, is then he then picks up sugar on the table and pours it in the coffee. And it's like, yeah, motherfucker, she's not going to put the sugar in for you. No, no diner does. Like, that's why there's sugar on the table. That really bothered me.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, important details are really sticking out to you.
He shows it, he's like, give me a coffee, sugar. And she gives him a coffee, expecting him to be, you know, a normal person. And be like, oh, I see, they have sugar on the table for
he's
you.
He's not a normal
Why
person,
Why should I
though,
expect her
Dave,
to, like...
He's an avenging angel who, having busted out of the gates of hell.
He's not an angel.
Like Meatloaf.
Yeah, like Meatloaf.
Why like wasn't Meatloaf in this movie?
I don't know. Maybe they couldn't afford him. Their soundtrack, they could afford some good stuff. And they had the Fuck the Pain Away song.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, and they could afford some okay CGI. There's a part where he fires like his magic god bullet.
Yeah,
at
his Hellboy gun.
Yeah, at the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the Roger Rabbit bullets, cartoon bullets.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah, and the hydrogen truck that the accountant surfs out of.
It's like Bollywood level effects in this,
right? But it's like serviceable.
Yeah,
it's like it's bad, but it's fine because I'm having such a great time.
Yes,
with this ridiculous movie.
It takes place in Florida.
No, they're on their way to Florida.
On their way to Florida, they're in Texas.
Yes.
Okay, it starts in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and he sees a waitress there, and I'm pretty sure he sabotages her car, but they don't say that he does, do they?
No, they don't say that he does.
All I know is she drives off, and she's like a real badass. She quits her job, she's singing along, and her car breaks down, and Nicolas Cage lurches out of the woods like Bigfoot. like on the side of the road, he's just like,
that's not the first nor last time that sentence will be spoken. Not in this. I mean, just in life in general, not confined to this podcast. Like,
and then he,
that police report has been taken down before.
He offers, he's like, I'll fix your car if you give me a ride. And then he just turns a nozzle in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I thought, like, oh, he clearly sabotaged her car when he was in the diner.
Maybe.
Why was he so focused on her?
He liked the car.
Oh. Okay. She gives him a ride back to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. And then I guess he noticed that she was like super badass or whatever.
Right.
Because she's beating the hell out of Stone Cold. And then Stone Cold starts giving as good as he got. So then he goes over there and drops an air conditioner on Stone Cold's head.
Yeah. And then he kidnaps her.
Yeah.
She gets knocked out and wakes up in her car, and he's driving to Oklahoma. And she's fine with it. They make her very... I got to give the movie credit, is because I think they knew they were making a lot of big asks of this character to go along with things. So they kind of make her awesome and weird from the start.
Yeah, she's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's getting engaged to Steve Austin. I don't know the character's actual name, but that's what he looks like. Frank. And she goes into her... I don't know if it's a trailer. It looked like a small neighborhood home.
It was like a... Yeah, it was... They were slums.
Yeah,
like small tenement housing.
Yeah, he's cheating on her, so she drags the naked woman out and just starts beating her. And then she starts punching Steve Austin. He starts punching back. And she, like, spits blood in his face. And she's just like... She's just really angry all the time. She's angry. It's a driving
she's
angry.
She's driving angry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really... It's got two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Driving as in your drive as a human.
Right.
And driving as in literal driving.
And then it's all just rage. It's just blind cage rage.
Yep. Wouldn't even... I mean, there's not much to say about the opening where he shoots the two guys, but... that was pretty cool.
I mean, it was awesome. He blows a guy's hand off. He blows a guy's leg off.
Yep.
He blows a car up and walks away from it in slow motion.
Yeah, it's that kind of movie.
His impossible hair doesn't move.
His hair, he's got Malfoy's hair.
He really does, Harry Potter.
Yeah. He also has a gun in a suitcase that shoots magic bullets. Do they ever explain where he got that gun?
Yeah, he stole it from hell.
Oh, it's really weird because he later says hell has a video feed showing everybody you've hurt and
all the suffering of everyone you love.
Yeah. And I know video feed might be not literal.
It might not be literal. Yeah.
He drove a car out of hell that looked like a prison and stole a gun in a suitcase. So I'm going to guess it's a literal video feed.
Like I'm trying to picture hell based on the information we get from, because we only really see the outside of it. But just based on the information we get from it from this movie, is apparently you could just break out.
Right.
There's cars in hell. There's also a gun that kills gods. apparently every mischievous god from every world religion is a guard in hell.
Right.
Because he mentions Loki and Wotan.
It's one of those versions of hell, because you think of hell as like an abstract idea. Like if there were a hell, it wouldn't be like, well, welcome to hell, we're gonna give you handcuffs and walk you inside.
Yep, here's your room.
Here's your room. It's not that, but in this version it absolutely is. That's what hell is. It's a literal prison. The fact that you said we see the outside of it, like that alone is weird. It's just there's like a bridge going to it.
I mean, it's all awesome.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome.
Do not misunderstand
me. I mean, this movie is awesome. It's
this
also
movie
very,
is awesome.
Very confusing. although it's confusing, but like the plot made sense. I wasn't confused about the plot.
No, everything was very. It was very straightforward. It's Nicolas Cage is going to go kill Bella's dad from Twilight.
Yeah. I will. All right. Here's the most confusing part to
sure.
me. The accountant on multiple occasions flips a magic coin in the air, and when it lands, he turns it into an FBI badge. And then whenever he does that to cops, that's all they need to be convinced he's a Fed.
Well, except for Tom Atkins.
Oh, right. he doesn't buy any of it.
Tom Atkins, who just looks like Jack Stan Lee.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Oh, Tom Atkins.
Those two first cops, they put everything on the line.
They really do.
Because a guy flipped a coin and magic tricked a fucking FBI badge. They never called it in, double checked. They're like, I guess he's a Fed.
They leave the state.
Yeah.
They're Colorado state troopers. So I guess it actually starts in Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, he deputizes them as vigilantes. Like, he says, like, we're going to kill this guy. And they're
pretty much.
At first, I thought he was brainwashing them, but no, because he says they're going to get a raise and a promotion. And later, the cops are like, yeah, raise and a promotion.
They're, like, psyching themselves up.
So that's all it took for them to completely throw their careers away and their morals and just follow this weirdo state to state to try to assassinate Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird.
Yeah, but to be fair, if I saw Nicolas Cage walking around like that, I'd be like, oh, that doesn't belong on this earth.
Oh, yeah, that's illegal. There's got to be a law against that.
I met several felonies are being committed just to him walking to his car.
Right. Meanwhile, Nicolas Cage is driving to a roadhouse, and sure enough, the
Bull
waitress
by
there,
the balls is what it's called.
Oh, it so is.
Bull by the balls.
So good.
This movie is awesome.
Yeah. He has the waitresses immediately into him.
Yeah, everywhere. Waitresses everywhere into him.
I think it's mainly waitresses. The one person who isn't into him the whole time is the lady, the main character. And I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. In my notes, when they first met, I wrote the note, oh, please don't have sex. Like, I don't. She's like.
And they don't.
Yeah, she's like 25 and he's like 50.
Yeah, she's very clearly half his age.
Yeah, and it's like, please don't do this movie. I'm begging you. And then they don't. She's like his bro. Like, when he sees the waitress, he's like, you going to hit that or what? And I was like, all
right.
And then
she sees some guy that she wants to go fuck.
Yeah, and they go fuck different people in separate rooms.
They don't, like, he fucks the waitress, but she makes the dude get naked and paint her toenails.
Yeah. Again, this was a good
it was a good decision to make her just like fucking weird.
Yeah, weird, not giving a fuck. And so and then she's yelling at the sex and they okay. So they go through the wall and Nicolas Cage is fully clothed with a cigar in his mouth and a bottle of whiskey.
On. And his sunglasses on. And it is nighttime and he is indoors.
Yeah. And he is not moving. And the waitress is fully naked, like having the darndest time.
She's like doing spider walk sex.
Yeah. And it's like The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
He's propped up and like he's Weekend at Bernie's or some shit.
He's propped up. Like the Blues Brothers stepdad.
Right. And the joke they point out is that he's not moving. Like, he's just like a dummy, and she's just doing everything she can.
Yeah.
And she, like, kind of yells at him about it. And we don't know what's going on. The villain is sending this. There's two villains. Well, sort of.
Sort of. There's one villain.
Yeah, there's one maybe villain, which is the accountant, who goes to that diner, and he can smell Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm. He's not really the villain. The villain is the cult leader. Like the accountant just wants to get Nicolas Cage back into hell.
Yeah, and spoilers, they're like buddies. It's like a buddy comedy bit at the end where they're like, you ready to go? And he's like, I'll drive. And it's like, okay, this is weird.
He's drinking beer out of the top of the bad guy's skull.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he would.
Like fucking Danzig.
Yeah. So the villain, the cultist at this hotel, this roadhouse, he sends an army of rednecks. And the woman, Nicolas Cage is having sex with the woman, and she says something like, why do you have your clothes on?
I'll never disrobe before a gunfight.
Yeah. I don't know how he knew there was a gunfight. I guess he set a trap is what he said.
I don't know. He said something about bait.
Okay.
But I just assume it was his Nicolas Cage powers.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, the accountant is with the cops, and they see the fugitive, who's the bad guy. The bad guy's a fugitive because he's like a cultist who kidnapped a baby.
Yes.
And these cops see the baby kidnapper. And the accountant's like, eyes on the prize, guys. We're not here for him. And the cops are like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they're shitty cops.
Yeah, they've given up everything.
Right, they've put their entire lives into this man's hands.
Yeah.
And then they just get shot like assholes.
Yeah, they sure do.
Like Amber Heard shoots one of them, and then that guy shoots the other cop he's falling down.
It's, man.
Sunrise, sunset.
Then she's a cop killer for the rest of the movie.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that was Amber Heard.
Yeah, it's totally Amber Heard.
Okay. Apparently, I have no idea what Amber Heard looks like.
Now I know. You do.
No.
Now you do.
God damn it. Nicholas.
Really, this episode could be 45 minutes of me giggling.
Yeah. It really could. It's amazing. If you haven't seen this movie,
it's an incredible movie.
You should probably go see it.
Truly should.
Before we keep going into the plot, how compared to Between Worlds, is this crazier?
I don't know if...
Between Worlds, he has a sex scene where he's reading a book that he's the author of.
I think this one's more like schlocky grindhouse over the top, but Between Worlds is more conceptually insane.
Yeah, I would say Between Worlds is the crazier of the two. It's the weirder. It's the one where I feel like something bad happened to me when I finished the movie. This is like it knows it's wacky. I think Between Worlds, because like if you had added an action in Between Worlds, like dumb action,
it might have been the greatest film of all time.
Yes, possibly.
It's possible.
It'd be up there. It'd be in like
it would
the
be
top
a strong
three.
Contender. It'd yeah. be like Shawshank, Godfather, and then Between Worlds.
Yes, and then
probably.
Jaws. Yeah,
and then Jaws. Yeah, right up behind it.
Yeah. they find out about cultists, and they go to the. I remember they go to the cultist church.
Yeah, they go to the evil church that has two incredible pictures of Jesus on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they walk in, there's a picture of Jesus on the wall right when they walk in that is it looks like an illustration from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the creepiest, most terrifying drawing of Jesus anyone has ever made.
Yeah.
It looks like the legend of Jesus Hollow or something.
I mean, if you're going to draw Jesus, you might as well make it haunting.
Might as well make him intensely scary.
Yeah.
And then in the scene where he's like, give me the child, and then he shoots Nicolas Cage in the eye.
Nicolas Cage gets shot in the eye.
He's shot right in his fucking eye.
Don't worry, he's fine.
He's fine. Well, he's the crow.
Undead.
He can't get broke. He's a ghost.
Yeah.
There's another drawing, and they're all like these weird like graphite sketches of Jesus. There's one on the back wall that looks like Jesus in a superhero pose. Did you see that one?
I didn't. That's great.
It was like Jesus cocking his fist back. Like he looked like Thor.
I don't know what
this
that
church
means.
Was wild. I don't know what any of this means.
I have no idea.
I don't know if like the product. I don't know if I just like saw it wrong or just the production designer snuck it in there to be like, yeah, this is funny.
Yeah, probably. Production designer was just like, I've been on peyote for days.
Oh yeah, that was
no
just the
one's
craft
paying
services
attention
table.
To what I do. Yeah. It. Oh my God. They shoot Nicolas Cage in the eye. He takes a second. So they kidnap Amber Heard.
But in keeping with that, like, making her just, like, strange and awesome, like, she's fucking fighting them every single step
when they're
of
in
the
RV, she's just going nuts.
Yeah, even when they're dragging her to the RV, it's just like, she's, like, fucking kicking people and punching faces and chopping throats.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Again, there's a point after she shoots the cops where he says, like, are you coming or what? And that's the moment that a normal person... Well, there's several moments because there's waking up kidnapped by Nicolas Cage. She says something like, "Ah, you better not try to kill me, because I'll cut your dick off or something like that." And then she steals his wallet without him knowing, as insurance. And so that's like the first moment where it's like a lot of people would fucking, you know, dive out the window like in Zodiac. Like,
yeah,
just like get the fuck out of there.
I don't want to go wherever he's taking me.
Yeah, but she's like, all right, let's see where this is going. And then she's like, again, she's just kind of awesome. She's just like, oh, let's fuck some people at this roadhouse. Who gives a shit? She's just having a great time.
Yeah, she's having a blast.
Yeah, and then they have a gunfight.
Touring America.
She doesn't run and duck at the gunfight. She sort of helps. She gets a tool off the. Off the wall.
She brains a guy with a hoe.
She sure does. It's great. This movie knows how to kill people.
It sure does.
Yeah.
My word.
Yeah, and that's when he's like, this is my thing. you come in or not? And then she's like, yeah, fuck it. And comes. And that's when they go to the cult, and she gets kidnapped in the RV, being driven by, I believe, Prison Mike from The Office. Did you notice that?
I think you're right, yeah.
The guy has the blue bandana. This is... It's like, if you go back and watch, I was like, is that Prison Mike?
Is that Prison Mike?
This is, okay, this is, I think, the most baffling part.
It's a pretty great sequence.
Yes. Well, it's how it ends, and maybe you can enlighten me here. Mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage is chasing after him. They're kidnapping Amber Heard. Why did they kidnap her?
Because.
Okay.
Like, but they're the aggressors. Like, he's the bad guy's like a sleazy, you know, sex cult dude.
He killed Nicolas Cage's daughter.
Yeah.
And killed Nicolas Cage?
No. He killed Nicolas Cage's daughter and her husband. He had been dead for a few years before that. Like, he says he got killed when his daughter was 16.
He made a cane from her femur.
He did.
And he uses to beat Nicolas Cage.
Very anime. It's a very anime villain thing to do.
Nicolas Cage gets beaten with his daughter's femur in one scene.
Just clubbed with his daughter's leg bone.
So they're the aggressors. They kind of want to kill Nicolas Cage because he's coming after them.
Yes.
Okay, but the fact... Okay, this... the relationship makes a little more sense because she jumps from the RV and gets in Nicolas Cage's car, which breaks down.
And the bad guy shoots it. He shoots up the engine.
Oh, okay. It's all coming together. Because then the RV speeds off and they're just like, bah! And I was thinking, like, why not just stop and keep fighting? But they were trying to get away.
They were trying to get away, yeah.
Okay. That all makes sense.
At that point, they've already shot Nicolas Cage through the eye, and he came back. So they're like, well, maybe this guy's indestructible.
Right. So they call the friendly neighborhood David Morse.
Yeah, David Morse shows up with a stone-cold Steve Austin leg brace.
Yes, he does.
The stone-cold references just keep coming in this film.
It was like William Fichtner is the accountant.
Yeah.
And this, it was just like, oh, of course David Morse is here. Of course he is. It's just, that's what this movie is. And he shows up for like a couple scenes and leaves.
Yeah.
But he's completely unfazed by the fact that Nicolas Cage, because the idea is he knows Nicolas Cage when he died.
Yeah, he carried was a pallbearer at his funeral, yeah.
And so Nicolas Cage is there, and he kind of like, just looks kind of stressed by the fact that Nicolas Cage is zombie returned.
Yeah.
He really doesn't question it much.
Not really. He's just like, he says, oh, you know what they did to my daughter? And he's like, yeah, I heard. He's like, then you know why I came back.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I guess I can't argue with that.
But he can. Then you know why I came back. Like, no, that's still pretty unclear, actually. I didn't even know that there was an afterlife until just this moment.
And
there's
a whole lot of information. Just you standing there is laying on me right now. So
yeah,
I'm going to need a minute. Old David Morris needs a second.
completely unfazed. They go back to the towing place. Nicolas Cage spends most of his time there standing in one place.
Staring into a barrel fire.
It was amazing. With like, this just, blank just, expression.
Just owlishly staring at this barrel fire.
Like, Tom, imagine if I died. And then, like, a couple years later, I came back. And I was just like, I got something to do. And then the thing I did most of the time was stand in one place and stare at a fire. Like, I would expect you to put, like, to shoot me in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
Like, give it a shot. Try to get me back down into the earth quick.
No, that would play out exactly as I would be like, okay, so hell is real, and these are monkey paw rules. Okay.
Yeah. He was pet cemeteried.
You're some sort of revenant.
Yeah. It is, David Morse's life changes fundamentally, and he is so unfazed by that. He's just cool as a cucumber.
Well, Nicolas Cage, just his presence in this film shatters several universes.
Yes.
Like, everyone he encounters. Like, there's when the accountant shows up at the church after Nicolas Cage is already gone, like, there's a guy that's still... You remember that guy with a fantastic pompadour?
Yes! He was amazing.
Like, that looked like he bought it from the Duracell Cowboys?
Yeah, he looked like he was in that Foo Fighters music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got his bone sticking out of his leg. But like that guy sitting there, like he's dead and he came back to life. Like every person he encountered that doesn't end up dead is just like their entire life is ruined.
Yeah, but they seem to know exactly what happened, and they're not that concerned.
Well, that guy was pretty concerned.
Yeah, I guess that guy was concerned. Most people don't seem all that concerned.
That's true.
And again, David Morse also, when Nicolas Cage is looking at the fire, he says something like, "Reminds you of home," or whatever. Like he alludes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Did Nicolas Cage tell him he was been in hell, or did David Morse just assumed? Okay, just making sure, because that's what it seemed like. It felt like there wasn't any time for small talk or to catch up. So that's a pretty dick thing to say here, pal.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it was a good bet, but he doesn't know anything about the afterlife. He just assumes he was in hell.
It's rude.
It's rude. That's a good word for it. There's a gun shooting sex party in the woods.
Yeah, it's Hillbilly Black Sabbath, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to be there. I wanted to be at that party.
Right. It looks like a Hieronymus Bosch painting in Alabama.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It rules.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage drives his car into it, ruining their good fun. They are going to sacrifice a baby. Yeah,
it's the kind of hell that you'd see Rob Zombie drive his Dragula through.
Yes, 100%.
It's man.
He fires his God bullet, and it looks like a Harry Potter spell on like a public access Harry Potter adaptation. Mm-hmm. It's real bad. It looks like Tinkerbell. Well, catapult.
The bullet itself looks bad, but man, let me tell you, when Amber Heard shoots it at the bad guy and he moves and it hits Prison Mike instead,
yeah,
holy shit, I could not stop laughing.
It is so silly. It's like this sparkly comet.
Yeah, yeah, it's like he got shot with it. Remember how the bad guy in Mulan dies?
Barely.
He gets hit by the giant firework and it launches him into a bunch of other giant fireworks. That's exactly what happens to Prison Mike. He gets launched into the RV and it all explodes and it's awesome.
Their eyes were bigger than their stomach with this movie. When he shoots the bad guy and he turns into Mortal Kombat, like 90s Mortal Kombat movie effects too.
Yeah, he gets blasted through a portal into Outworld.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I guess that's what happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, they tell us that the God Killer erases you from existence. Like, you don't go to heaven or hell. So he went wherever that was. But also, like, the portal took some other incidental things with it.
Yeah, it did. It took a car, didn't it?
Yeah, like part of a car, like a tree stump.
That car didn't deserve to not exist.
So it's like, yeah, this guy's not going to exist, and neither's that tree stump.
Yeah, again, it doesn't seem like it's magic. Like, it seems like it's like Constantine rules, where there's like an infrastructure to the afterlife. Like, it's just another dimension. Like,
yeah, well, there absolutely is. We know prison, hell is a prison.
Yeah, like, with enough...
There's a bureaucracy.
With enough, like, manpower,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we could take over hell, like the United States in this movie.
Mm.
Could, like, nuke hell. Like, we could figure it out, because it doesn't seem like it's that hard. What you do, all right, here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You need a guy on the inside, right?
Yeah, you got to get an eye on the inside. Yeah.
Yeah, so you have someone do a bunch of really bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
And they go into hell, but before they die, you give them like a lockpick. Like, you give them a cake with like a file in it.
Right, you give them a cake with a file in it. You give them one of them little earpieces that...
Yep.
That doesn't, it just like vibrates your eardrum. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. And you, all right. And then you kill him. Mm. He goes to hell. He goes to his hell cell. He uses the file and the lockpick to get out. And he gets to the door to hell and he leaves it open, just ajar.
Yeah.
And then we bring in the troops.
Or you kill him and then you put a nuke in his prison wallet.
What a good idea.
Yeah.
Right in the prison wall. You're right. Oh man, they're making nukes like the size.
You sure. Can do that.
And just nuke hell.
Yeah, just nuke hell. What are they gonna do about it?
Yeah. Holy shit. See, that's we got this. And that again. And I think if you set off a nuke in hell, it would blow up hell. Like, it seems like a physical place.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's magic.
It's not magic enough to drive out of. And also, again, when they shoot that bullet, you'd think like he would just vanish from existence, but no, a portal has to open and like and then he sucks things into it.
Right. Then he turns inside out like the thing at the end of Alien Resurrection.
Yeah. So like something very weird and specific is happening there. And again, the accountant, man, at the end, so at the end, the accountant's like, who I believe is just Death.
It seems to be, yeah.
He tells a guy he'll see him in a few months. He keeps telling people like, oh, yeah, this, you, I'll see you in like when you're 70, but you, I'll see you in a few months. Like he seems to know when people will die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't come to collect. I don't know. But he's
keeping the books. Track.
Yeah. So they send the accountant to hunt Nicolas Cage, and yeah, at the end he just like nicely goes back to hell, which he could keep running. It seems
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, well, he was doing a fine job.
He used all the ammo in his God Killer, though.
Right. Yeah, this is the equivalent of someone who breaks out of prison just to kill one person and then is fine going back to prison. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally what it is. But I guess what I was getting to is the accountant. I'm also curious about, because they show him walking from the woods to the diner.
Mm-hmm.
He smells Nicolas Cage. He has to ask around, and he needs to get in cars and figure out where to go to like hunt him down. Again, it's not magic rules. He doesn't teleport. He's not
all
seeing.
There's some magic rules.
Well, they have magic objects, it seems.
Well, and he moves very fast and has super strength.
Right, he has matrix powers, but he still has to. He can't teleport
or
just close his eyes and see where Nicolas Cage is, despite the fact that he's like literal death. That he's a demon.
Don't know that
from
he's
hell.
Necessarily death.
Yeah, I guess not. But it's weird that again, it just feels grounded
a little bit. Yeah,
like it's weird. It's weird to me that they. That he can't just teleport around. I don't understand the rules.
Those are the rules. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
They got to use cars. They can't teleport.
Yeah. All
they right. have to abide by the laws of the realm to a certain extent,
to
I
a
suppose.
Certain extent, yeah. But he can do cool magic tricks.
Hell yeah, he can.
What a
with his,
fucking
with his,
movie.
With his boatman's coin.
Yeah. What the hell? Also, okay.
Yeah.
You can sneak a lot of things on a person who's going to hell, because when Nicolas Cage busts out of hell, he has his wallet and ID with him.
He sure does.
And it's the wallet, it's the ID he died with. They make a joke where he keeps showing his ID and they're like, this is an antique. This is expired. Because the idea is he died a while ago.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you apparently, when you die, you can still have your wallet on you.
I mean, that's a relief, honestly, because I have a lot of things in my wallet that I need to keep track of. That's why they're in my wallet.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
I can't lose my Panera card.
Will we still have our smartphones? Is there Wi-Fi in hell? Like,
there's Wi-Fi, but it's very bad and it constantly drops.
That's true.
That's the devil's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So many questions about this hell. He fucking jacked a car. And then the car blew up and like broke down. He starts in the car that he jacked from hell, right?
I don't know. That's not clear.
Okay. I need
For all we know, he came walking out like William Fichtner did.
Yeah, here's what we need. We need about 9 or 10 more of these movies. And
yes.
So we can really hammer out the mythology of this world.
Yeah, we just need a cinematic tapestry of this.
Yeah.
Just really just intricately getting into the nooks and crannies of the Drive Angry of the Angerverse.
Drive Angrier, to Drive Too Angry.
We don't need to do this.
Okay. No, you're right.
We don't need to continue to beat that joke to death with a cane made out of our daughter's femur.
Oh, I want that cane.
That cane's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool cane. I mean, it's made out of a dead lady's femur, which is kind of a bummer. Mm-hmm. But like as a prop, it's wonderful.
It's and pretty again, wicked. You can't get cooler than a murder victim Kane.
Yeah, to be beaten by your daughter's femur. Like, there's no scenario where you're getting beaten by the femur of your daughter where things have gone well for you. That's
right. No, yeah, that's not that is never the result of good planning.
No, it's definitely not.
Proper foresight does not lead you to getting clubbed with your daughter's leg bone.
Nicolas Cage is...
You made some mistakes along the way.
Yeah. He might be the most brilliant actor ever.
Yes, easily.
Yeah. Well, I should specify. I mean, that could be a broad comment, but I was thinking in what he chooses to make movies of, what movies he chooses to be, which I guess you could argue is just anything handed to him. But he
definitely, it's kind of anything.
Well, I would argue no, because you don't see him in romantic comedies. Maybe it's just because he's been typecast now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's only offered these types of movies.
I assume, but so
they range everywhere from Mandy or this to Primal, where it's like, well, there's a lot of misses, but when the hits come, boy are they hits.
Yeah, they hit like a god bullet.
Yeah, just like a fucking god bullet. Holy shit,
just like a god bullet to Prison Mike's chest.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Thank you, Steve Austin, for writing this movie.
Yeah, man. Bless your heart.
He was Steve Austin, but he had the voice of, like, a guy who works at a video store. He calls his mom at one point.
Yeah.
That was adorable. He calls his mom because he's bummed out because he beat up his girlfriend.
Right.
And she took his car. It's like, what a baffling character.
Yeah.
What a fucking...
I just don't know what to expect from you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No, I do know what to expect. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Just the worst in any given situation. Oh, yeah. You're going to... Is it the worst thing? Okay, good.
Yeah.
You're performing to my expectation.
Yeah. You nightmare of a human. He gets impaled by a baseball bat.
He gets bat murdered.
Yeah, and again, when the fucking... The accountant murders him, which, you know, that's good. That's fine. He's a nightmare human. And then the cops come, and the cop sees it, and he points his gun at the accountant, and that's when the accountant's like, I'm an FBI agent. And they never question what he was just doing, like, who killed that man. They're just like, he's the feds. I guess he impaled that guy with a baseball bat because of...
implies that Nick Cage and Amber Heard killed him.
Oh, yeah. And I get... Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a movie.
What a film, man.
I don't have anything else to say except...
No, fucking celebrate this movie.
Yeah, I think...
Buy this movie a present every year on its birthday.
Mm-hmm. It should be a holiday. I think this movie
should be.
It's very deceptive in what it looks like.
Yes, it's not at all what you expect.
And so I think that's why it takes something like this for people. Like, people got to watch it. If you saw this movie and you thought it was just some shitty Nicolas Cage action movie with cars... that's not it.
Brother, that ain't the half of it.
No. it's a somewhat shitty Nicolas Cage action movie with cars and demons.
Demons. And a complicated heaven-hell mythology.
Yeah, that we'll never figure out.
Because Hollywood, figure it out.
Yeah, Hollywood is too scared to make a sequel to this. You can't have that kind of hair in two movies.
Nope, no. That lightning does not strike twice. It would be like trying to lasso the sun.
That's true.
So that it might always be summer. Nope. You let that hair happen once.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it. You celebrate it. You bask in it. And then you let it go.
You let it go. You gotta let it go.
Go.
Oh man. So I guess that's it.
I think that's a sewed. Yeah, I think we're done here.
Joshua Graves.
Back from the graves.
Yeah, like Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for supporting our Patreon. Mm. And if you are interested in supporting our Patreon, go to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts there, like Tom and Chef Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. There's a tier where you could make us watch movies, such as Drive Angry. There's a tier where you could watch movies with us every Friday,
such as Drive Angry.
Yeah. So check it out.
Yeah. We also have a store, tpublic.com/stores/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get t-shirts, mugs, stickers, posters, all kinds of stuff. Perhaps a Nicolas Cage wig or a skull mug or a cane made out of a leg bone. I don't know. Anything's possible.
Oh, man. A holiday where everybody wears those wigs and they have that they have that redneck Satanist party.
Mm-hmm.
Get naked, wear the wig. Everybody gets a femur.
Yeah, everybody gets a femur baton, a bone right. baton.
And then the devil shows up and we make him watch Drive Angry. And he's like, I don't irritated. Get this at all. We just force summon the devil and he's like, what?
Man, he's got like his reading glasses on. I was in the middle of a puzzle.
Yeah. I was
summon me.
You bastards.
I was watching my stories.